At the June 1st Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Andy Cosina of the Wendell Corporation provided an update on how its energy savings program is working out for the Pocahontas schools. He said the program is projected to meet or exceed anticipated energy savings, which will be used towards capital improvements at the schools. A large portion of those savings will be used to install a badly needed new fire protection sprinkler system at Marlinton Elementary School. Ron Hall, director of maintenance for the schools, added that the old sprinkler system is at the end of its life and is costing about $10,000 a year in emergency repairs and maintenance, which are only temporary fixes, and the pipes in the system are so weakened by corrosion that the system cannot even be fully tested without risking failure to the pipes. The savings in utility bills will primarily come from replacing the outdated lighting fixtures in the schools with modern, energy-efficient LED lighting. Other savings will result from installing new HVAC systems and computer power management systems. Cosina also said that the BOE is scheduled to receive a lot of money in COVID relief funds, and while most of that is restricted by the government to be used for specific programs, $2.5 million of it is discretionary for the schools to spend as they need. Much of that discretionary money will be used for new HVAC units, that's heating and air conditioning, at both Greenbank Elementary Middle School and at Marlinton Middle School. Both the School Building Authority and the West Virginia Department of Education have given their approval for those HVAC projects. Later in the meeting, the board members approved both the energy performance contract and the use of the COVID funds for those HVAC projects. In his report, Superintendent Terrence Beam congratulated school nurse Jenny Friel for receiving the Highmark Foundation's Award for School Nursing, Practice, and Leadership. Beam also provided special recognition to the employees of the Pocahontas County Schools. On the way, they worked right up to the end of the school year and kept the students on task up to that last day. He also named next year's student representatives to the Board of Education. Kyle Wayne will be the representative for the first semester, and Rachel Burns will be the representative for the second. Beam also congratulated the graduating seniors. Lynn Bostick said that because of a lack of staff, the summer school program will be offered only to elementary school students. Tracy Vlach of Adventure Pocahontas Nature's Mountain Classroom explained to the board the program, which will begin next school year and will take elementary school students on outdoor activities such as skiing, hiking, caving, providing skiing and fishing lessons, and visiting tourism sites throughout the county, such as the Greenbank Observatory and the Elk River Touring Center. The program will also incorporate teaching curriculum subjects into these activities. She said Snowshoe Mountain Resort will be donating almost $900,000 in equipment, rentals, and lessons for the program. The board approved incorporating the program into the school curriculum for the next school year. Other significant actions by the board at this meeting included approval to enter into an independent contract with Jeff Wayne as water operator at Greenbank Elementary Middle School for 1 hour per week at $50 per hour. Approved moving forward with putting the Greenbank or Slaven property up for public bid, but they are still awaiting the final appraisal report. They agreed to deed a 2.2-acre tract of that Greenbank property over to the Pocahontas County Solid Waste Authority as a site for their green boxes. They did not make any changes to the school reentry plan since the plan expires at the end of the current school year. They approved a personnel agenda, which can be found at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.